gather this morning at the beginning of the new year, waiting to see how the Holy Spirit will move in our lives. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning.
Thank you, Bert, for a wonderful way to begin our time of worship this morning on January 1st, 2023. And let me wish all of you a happy new year. I pray that this year will be full of blessing for you and your families. And we look forward to how God is going to move in our congregation this new year. I hope you'll find time during this new year to not just come to worship at 11 o'clock. Join our Sunday school hour at 9:45. Join our Bible studies that will be taking place throughout the year. Many opportunities for everyone. For those that are gathering in our sanctuary this morning, good morning. Good morning. I was trying to gauge how many actually stayed up to watch the ball drop last night. I got to see the new year come in, and then quickly afterwards I went to bed. But that is a tradition in my family. For those that are watching this morning via Facebook Live, thank you for joining us this morning. I encourage you to go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org and pull up our bulletin there. Use that as a resource for today's worship and for the weeks to come in our many ministries. A couple of things I do want to remind you. This week, the church office will be closed tomorrow for New Year's celebration. Just a reminder, office will be closed tomorrow. If you call, you're going to skip the answer machine. If you come by and visit, you'll see an empty parking lot. Come see us on Tuesday. We'll be back in the office on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. I also want to say thank you. During the month of December, we had a collection for the CBF Global Missions offering. Our goal as a congregation was to raise $1,500, which was what our goal was last year. I had to look back and see what it was for last year as well. But $1,500 was our goal, and as you can see in our bulletin, and you may have seen it in the worship slide that came earlier in our time of worship, we greatly exceeded our goal, raising over $2,100. So thank you for your donation. But I also want to let you know this. If you did not get a chance to make a donation to the Global Missions offering in December, you can give a donation to CBF Global Missions at any time. You can turn your envelopes at the offering plates, or you can just swing it by the office one day, and we can make sure it goes to the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. For the month of January, our missions collection is to restock our pantry. Over the past month, we've had to give out quite a few boxes of food. And so during the month of January, we want to restock that closet so we can start off the new year in a positive way as we seek to continue to help people in our neighborhood. So the items that are specifically needed are listed on your bulletin this morning. So if you're at the grocery store this week or in the coming weeks, pick a few of those items up. And you can drop them off at the container in the communication center or the container upstairs in the fellowship hall. Either place is fine, but I hope you'll help us as we continue to make a difference in our community. Many of you picked up your envelopes for 2023, the contribution envelopes. Thank you for that. If you have not picked yours up yet, as you leave this morning, I would encourage you just to stop by the bench out here in the foyer area and pick those up. And when you do, if you don't have a box out there, you don't see yours, just ask me and I'll try to help. If you would like a box of envelopes for your family, please let me know and I can make sure Janice gets one ready for you this week. We gather here this morning to worship the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And as we begin a new year, may we sing praise to the one who has brought us into this new year, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Our opening hymn this morning is How Great Thou Art. Let's stand and let's worship together.
I see the stars.
That is one of my favorite hymns. I remember singing it growing up at Connect Memorial Baptist Church. And there's something about that chorus. Sometimes people like to belt it out. And it gave me permission to do the same thing, knowing that I don't have a great voice. So what a powerful song, what a message that it brings to us. This morning, our opening scripture reading comes from Psalm 8. Hear the word of God this morning. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I encourage you as you approach, as we have arrived at 2023, that every single day you begin the day with the Lord's name. It starts no better than that, because he will be with you every step of the way. Let's pray this morning. Lord God, words are simply not enough to express your awesomeness, your majesty, your holiness. Our highest expressions of theology are but baby talk to you, your creation, your very self. Make us aware through the Holy Spirit that you are here among us this day. May this awareness lead us to approach this hour more carefully. The words that we speak, the songs that we sing, the thoughts that we think, the joy and sadness that we feel, may these all be pleasing to you this hour. For in spite of the inadequacy of our words, this worship service is addressed to no one but you. Make it complete, whole, full to overflowing, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is Abide With Me. Let's stand and worship.
Thank you.
As we move into the new year, I'll be starting a new study that will meet on Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. The start time for the study that will take place in the fellowship hall is a little earlier than we normally do it because we're taking into account the winter hours, and we know it starts getting dark about 5:15 or so, so we want to make sure we meet in a time where everybody can get safely home. So we'll be starting at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon starting next week. The name of this study is Irresistible by Pastor Andy Stanley. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to read this book or not, but this is one I commend to you. As many of you know, I read a lot of books. At least I try to anyway. But this one is well worth having because it talks about how our church today, the 21st century Christian church, is in a same situation that the first century church was in. If you think about it, back in the first century, they didn't have a Bible. They didn't have a canonical scripture to turn to. And in the world we live in today, the statement simply, well, the Bible says so, then that it must be true, is not accepted anymore. So we're sitting in a very similar time. So how was it that a first century church, without a book like this that we walk around with all the time, how did it survive? And the answer simply is, it was irresistible. And that's what it is today. So I hope you'll join me at 4 p.m. starting next Sunday afternoon for our first session of this study. You don't have to have the book. All you have to do is show up if you want to. Andy Stanley will be guiding us by video. But this is something that I hope many will take advantage of on Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock. If you want the book, you can order it on your simple Amazon has it, and it'll get to you in a couple of days if you've got Prime. You also can order it on the Christian Book website. It'll get you very quickly as well, but I encourage you. If you want to get a book, good book to read for 2023, start out with this one. At this time, I'll call on Angie Miller to come forward for our offertory prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. As we reflect on the past year, help us to see your work in our lives and in this world. We come to you today with the knowledge that everything in this world is a gift from you. So we humbly return a portion of these gifts to you. We pray that these gifts may help this church to change people's lives and spread your message of salvation throughout the new year. Amen.
Are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting, welcome Holy Child, welcome Holy Child. Hope that you mind our manger, how I wish we would have known, but long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home, please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. around you, breathe our air and walk our sod, rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our
Thank you, Macon. Brian and I were joking earlier that the song that Macon is singing said, we should have done this during Christmas time. We are in the season of Christmastide. This is the season between the birth of Jesus on December 25th, we celebrate, and the time that we celebrate Epiphany, which will be next Sunday. Epiphany actually takes place this coming Friday. So we are in that season of Christmastide. So it is okay to have your Christmas decorations still up. It is still okay to tell everybody Merry Christmas, but we are in that season. And that doesn't go away. Would you pray with me this morning? Risen Lord, you came into the world as an infant, yet you carried out your mission as a sacrifice for our sin. Give us faith to accept the act of love so that we turn from all human efforts to achieve the same thing. Lord, in your mercy, we are not worthy. Risen Lord, you are the true vine and we are the branches. By your Spirit, produce the fruit of love, joy, peace, and hope in us and in others to taste and enjoy. Keep us from hanging on to love for ourselves. Prune all selfishness from us and fill us with your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, have mercy on your earth and supply its needs. Where people are hungry, give food. Where people are in distress, comfort them. Where people are in trouble, bring order and peace. And turn the whole world to you in faith, repentance, and praise. Lord, in your mercy, feel our pain. Lord Jesus Christ, focus our love on people, those whose names we know and the names we do not know. Heal those who are unwell, those who are grieving, those who are anxious. Lord, in your mercy, comfort their hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing us and caring for us in all our needs, constantly interceding for us before our Heavenly Father and opening our eyes that we may see Him through you. We ask all this in your holy name, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God in three, now and forevermore. Amen. Again, let me say, Happy New Year. I hope the new year, all 11 and a half hours of it, have treated you well. And if it hasn't, well, guess what? You've got the rest of the day to celebrate and think about it. It is a good day. It's a good day to gather in the Lord's house this day on the New Year's Day. It's a little hard to believe that 1 week ago we celebrated Christmas. It seems like it was eons ago, ages ago. But only 1 week from today, we gathered in here to celebrate the birth of the Christ child. My hope is that the words that I share with you this morning will provide both wisdom and encouragement for this entire year. Not just today, not just this week, but this entire year. As the 2022 year has come to a close, what kind of year has it been for you? Have you had anybody ask you that yet? What kind of year was this past year like for you? Was it one that you just celebrated? It was wonderful. It was joyful. A year to cherish? Or was it a year that you want to quickly forget? It's usually one or the other. You don't find many right down the middle. Whatever this year's tone has been, this week fills us with hope. A hope that the new year will bring change in a positive way.
a chance for a fresh start, a new beginning, a new approach to the new year. As many of you know, I've preached it from this pulpit many times before. I am not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. These are those promises that we say we're going to do at the start of the year, but by January 31st, 90% of them are in the trash can and we have forgotten and just given up on them. I am not a fan of resolutions. But as we think about these fading promises that we sometimes make, let me share three stories with you as I begin worship this day. Story goes that one year, the principal of a high school decided that he was going to post his teacher's New Year's resolutions on the bulletin board for all the students to see when they got back from the Christmas break. So he did this over the holiday break. As all the students came back in, the staff members came back in, they huddled around this bulletin board to see what all the teachers had hoped for this coming year. Well, one of the teachers wasn't too happy about it. She started complaining, actually started causing a little bit of a ruckus. Why isn't my resolution posted on this board? Why isn't my resolution up here with the rest of the teachers? Am I not worthy enough or good enough to have my resolution put up? Well, the principal had no idea what she was talking about, looked at the bulletin board and quickly rushed back to his office to see if he had mistakenly placed it somewhere else. And sure enough, he did. He had placed it somewhere else. So he quickly grabbed it and started rushing down the hallway to get to that bulletin board just in time. But as he was running, he started reading the resolution on the card for this teacher. And then suddenly he stopped dead in his tracks. The teacher's only resolution for the new year was not to let little things upset her. Another story goes that a son called his parents to wish them a happy new year. When his dad answered the phone, he asked him, "What is your resolution for the new year?" And his dad quickly replied, "To make your mother as happy as I can all year long." Not bad, right? Well, when his mom got on the phone, he asked his mom the same thing. "What is your resolution?" And her response was this: "To see to it that your dad keeps his New Year's resolution." Finally, turning to the characters of wisdom that we find in the newspapers, Calvin and Hobbes from the comic section. Asked by Hobbes about the new year, Calvin once replied, "God put me on the earth to accomplish a certain number of things. Right now, I'm so far behind, I will never die." I think that's how we sometimes look at the new year. I didn't get everything done that I wanted to. We can look back at the past, or we can look ahead to the future to see what God has in store for us. New ways to approach 2023. The first thing that we must remember in this new year is that we do not walk into this new year alone. The Holy Spirit is right there with us. And I think we sometimes forget that, but the Spirit goes with us everywhere that we go. Resolutions often fail because they are isolated. They're only focused on you, and you have to make it happen. But as Christians, we know we are never alone. If you remember from Scripture, the disciples were faced with a new day. Let's say a new year, if you want to. If you remember from Scriptures, the disciples were told after Jesus had died, their hopes were crushed, their dreams were shattered. And as per Jesus' instructions, they assembled in an upper room, knowing what needed to be done, but lacking both the power and the desire to carry it out. In Acts 2:1, the Holy Spirit powerfully entered their lives and they became bold preachers of the gospel. Jesus spoke of this same Spirit in John chapter 14 when he said, "But when the Father sends the Counselor as my representative," and by the Counselor he meant the Holy Spirit, "He will teach you everything and remind you of everything I myself have told you." Jesus knew that we didn't walk alone. Jesus knew that we would not survive if we tried to walk alone. And that's why the Spirit is with us. That's why the Spirit is with us this day. As we reflect on the Spirit's presence with us in worship, present in our lives today, let's be reminded again the Gospel of John, who is the source of our vitality. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to John chapter 15. I'll only be focusing on one verse this morning. It's a verse that we're all probably pretty familiar with. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. These are some powerful words at the end of that verse. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Hearing this, knowing this, we have a new outlook as we approach the new year. Because without him, your successes will be minimal. With him, they are endless. This morning, instead of resolutions to share with you, I want to share three encouragements that if you follow, and you follow John 15:5's echoing in your lives, you will have a faithful, empowering 2023. First, I want to encourage you to find time for God. Building that personal relationship with him. And now you might be thinking, well, that's just simple. No, I mean every single day. Not just 1 hour on Sunday, but every single day, spend time with God. In the course of every day, make time to creatively spend with God. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want something to happen, write it down? That's why many of us carry lists at our home. I have a list on my desk right now. These are the things that we're reminded of that they're so important that we're willing to pin it down, to take that extra time. The same is true with our relationship with God. Having that relationship needs to be intentional. Write it on your calendar. Put it in your cell phone calendar. Make it intentional in 2023. If you write it down, the odds that it will happen greatly increase. Where is your day that you can make an appointment to spend with Jesus? Write it down and then invite Jesus to meet you where you are. Guess what? He'll be there. He will be there. In this time, you can read your Bible. You can read an inspirational magazine or devotion. You can pray. You can sing. You can walk. You can journal. But don't do the exact same thing every day. And the reason why I say that is, think about your relationship with your friends. Do you do the same thing with your friends every single day as you gather? The answer is no. No, we kind of spice it up. We want to do different things. One day we might go out to dinner. The next day we may be playing games. The other day we might be going to a movie with them. We spice it up. The same thing is important for our relationship with God. One day, read from Scripture. The other day, read a devotional. The other day, go for a walk in God's creation and sing praise to Him. Whatever it is, spice it up. And the next thing I'm going to do might sound a little backwards to you as well. Don't start out, if you're not used to this, with a huge amount of time. Don't say, well, in 2023, I'm going to spend 3 hours each day intentionally with God. Well, good. That's great. But my guess is by week two, that 3 hours has turned into 3 minutes. And the week after that, all of a sudden, you only found 3 days in the week. And the week after that, it's going to become only the third month. Don't go for the huge and then quickly fall off. It's like somebody working out. You see these people that go into the new year, 2023, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to jump on the treadmill, and I'm going to be on the treadmill for 2 hours. Have you ever been on the treadmill for 2 hours? I've been on a treadmill for 20 minutes and my legs were about to fall off. You hurt so much that the next day you don't want to exercise. That's the point. Start small. God would rather have small minutes during each day rather than 20 minutes an entire month or an entire year. Start small. And as you build this relationship with God, you will learn to hear the voice of God through the Holy Spirit who is walking with you. The Holy Spirit will then personally convict you, guide you, rebuke you, teach you, counsel you, and comfort you. That's the Spirit's role in our lives. And our relationship will grow deeper and stronger if we do. But that's just my first encouragement. Second, I want to encourage you to become active. Active in a local church's worship and Bible studies. If not here at First Baptist Elon, somewhere. Because we're not competing with other churches. That's not our job. We are the United Christian Church. And that, with that being the case, we're all in the same goal of bringing people to Christ and sharing the message of His wherever you go. Yes, we want to welcome you here with open arms, but we understand that your personal walk with God is more important than the destination, than your destination for worship and Bible study. Find one that you can be involved in. If it is here, do not just come to worship Sunday mornings for an hour. Come out for our Sunday school hour as well. Come a little bit earlier, 9:45. Meet that time with fellow Christians who like to discuss God's word. Come at 9:20 for our prayer time in the sanctuaries and lift up prayers for our church families. Choose to study God's word within a group. Come on Sunday afternoons, starting next week for this new study at 4 o'clock. Many different opportunities to stay active in the church. Listen to a letter a pastor received from a church member one day. He said, "Dear Pastor, you often stress attendance at worship as being very important for a Christian. But I think a person has a right to miss now and then. I personally think every person ought to be excused for the following reasons and the numbers indicated below. Christmas holidays, obviously, the Sunday before and the Sunday after, two absences. New Year's, the party lasted way too long, one absence. Easter, you got to get away for the holiday, so that's two absences again. July 4th, this is a national holiday, and we annually go to the beach. Well, that's one absence. Labor Day, another weekend escape, that's another absence. Memorial Day, we have to visit our hometown folks every once in a while, so that's another absence. School closing, kids getting out, we're going to go on vacation then, another absence. School reopening, well, we've got to get away, last chance before school's back in, another absence. Family reunions, his and hers, two absences. Just sleeping late, because there's some Sundays we have to do that. Nine absences. Death in the family, two absences. Anniversaries, like a second honeymoon, one absence. Sickness, one per person in our house, in our family, that's five absences. Business trips, well, we have to go on those so we keep our job, that's one absence. Vacation, 3 to 4 weeks during the year, that's six absences. Bad weather, ice, snow, you name it, something's going to cause us not to be able to get to church, two absences. Ball games, two absences. Races, two absences. Unexpected company, you can't just walk out on somebody, that's one absence. Time changing, the spring and the fall, we never can get that time right, so that's two more absences. Specials on TV, like the Super Bowl or something else, you got to prepare all day for those things, that's another three absences. Now, Pastor, now that you finally understand what we're going through, that leaves two Sundays that we'll be there for worship in this coming year. You can count us to be on church on the fourth Sunday in February and the third Sunday in August, unless we are otherwise hindered. Sincerely, a faithful member of your church. Man. We miss you when you're not here, but hear this. When you're not here, you miss out on so much. That's the power of gathering together as the church. My third and final encouragement for this new year is to simply put undesirable trait, any of those traits that are in our lives, addiction, sins, problems, you name it, place it into the hands of God. Oftentimes, this is where most of our resolutions come from, but we approach them the wrong way. Too many of us start here with our resolutions. We try to treat a symptom without addressing the root cause. Unless you abide with Christ and choose to invite the Holy Spirit into your life and into your problem, there is no hope. You will always try to quit, because that's what we do, and you will always, most always, fail. First Baptist, I have been in ministry here in one form or another for 23 years. That's half my life. 23 years. And I know you. It doesn't take much when you walk down the hallway that I can't see that something's troubling you, that something's not right. And now I know some of y'all say the same thing to me about my headaches, but go with me here. I know I've known most of you for many, many years. And I know you're hurting. I'm here for you to talk through those times. Gay's here for you when you need to vent a little bit, when you need to cry a little bit, when you need to hurt a little bit, and most importantly, when you need to become vulnerable a little bit. Because it's in those times where God is working in you and working on you and molding you through the Holy Spirit. And we're here. And this church is here to help the same thing. You are not having to fight that battle alone. You have us. You have your brothers and sisters in Christ within this church. And most importantly, you have the presence of God in your life that's helping you every step of the way. If you want to change, start by building that personal relationship with Christ and let God to begin to cause you to hunger for change and for righteousness. In closing this morning, remember that in this new year of 2023, you do not walk alone. The Holy Spirit is with you wherever you go. Make it a year where you can place it all into the ever-capable hands of God. And I can promise you that 2023 will be a better year than 2022. Even if you had a great year in 2022, I'll guarantee it's even better when you put it in the hands of God. Listen to these final words of this poem, which is titled, fittingly, The New Year. I am the new year. I am an unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next chance at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you have learned about life during the last 12 months. All that you sought and did not find is hidden in me, waiting for you to search it, but with much determination. All the good that you tried for and did not achieve is mine to grant when you have fewer conflicting desires. All that you dreamed but did not dare to do, all that you hoped but did not will, all the faith that you have that you claimed but did not have, these slumber lightly, waiting to be awakened by the touch of a strong purpose. I am the new year. I am your opportunity to renew your allegiance to Him who said, "Behold, I make all things new." Let's pray. Father, the opportunity that this year brings us is endless. And I can't wait to see how you are going to shape and mold our church, our congregation, each individual in it. And I look forward to seeing us placing our lives in your hands. Father, it's not that easy, though, because our humanity gets in the way. And you know that. You've seen it. Father, may we grow closer to you, knowing that when we go into those times where we think, oh, I've got this handled, instead we'll say, Holy Spirit, walk beside me and guide me every step of the way. That's what this new year is all about, an opportunity that lies ahead of us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. As you reflect on these words about this new year, maybe for the first time, this is the time that you realize that Jesus Christ is the one who gave you the opportunity for this new year, a new life, an everlasting life. And if that's what you feel today, I'll be down front as we sing our closing hymn. Maybe you're looking for a church family who seeks to be open and honest and desires to study God's word and worship together and to serve together. If that's what you're looking for here at First Baptist, come forward and I'll talk with you and we'll share what it means to be a part of this body of Christ. Or maybe just today, you came into the 2023 year carrying the load from 2022. I encourage you to drop it at the altar today or drop it in the pew today. Don't carry it with you. See this new year as an opportunity. That's what this year is all about. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn this morning. As you leave this place today, know that you go into 2023 with many opportunities, but you do not walk alone. Carry the Spirit with you. Let it shape and shift you every step of this upcoming year. Go in peace.